Every year, billions of federal dollars pour into Massachusetts in the form of earmarks. The money goes to cancer research, commuter rail improvements, renewable energy, and assistance for the fishing industry, to name just a few of the hundreds of projects. Most every member of Congress requests earmarks to benefit his or her own district. But Massachusetts' newest U.S. Senator, Republican Scott Brown, has vowed not to earmark funds for 1 year. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff looks at what that promise might mean for the state.
Earmarks have been maligned as pork. I thought I'd go see what one looks like in Massachusetts, so I went to the ALS Therapy Development Institute in Cambridge.
I'm here to see what an earmark looks like. And a lot of people think of it that earmarks are wasteful spending. They're pork.
Sometimes they are, but not all earmarks are bad. As I said, some of them are saving lives, and you'll see that right now.
Carol Hamilton is Director of Governmental Affairs for the Therapy Development Institute, which is a nonprofit biotech working to find a cure for ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. She hands off the tour to Robert Goldstein, head of PR.
As we kind of walk through, I'll just point out a couple of things. Drugs move through labs in a bunch of different ways, and we've really tried to incorporate kind of a workflow here that mimics what you would see at an Amgen or a Novartis. So it's a little bit different from other labs that you may see. But I'm sorry, you were going to...
Well, I was just going to say, it doesn't look like a bridge to nowhere.
It absolutely doesn't. I mean, like I said, we don't hire classical researchers. These are drug developers.
The institute is using a $2.8 million earmark to look for drugs to treat ALS. And time is of the essence, says Hamilton, because a person diagnosed with ALS is given 2 to 5 years to live.
When you work with an earmark, the process is faster and absolutely still competed and looked at and vetted.
This particular earmark was co-sponsored by Congressman Michael Capuano. Unlike Senator Scott Brown, Capuano is proud of his earmarks and has sponsored $24 million in projects for the 2008-10 fiscal year.
In Massachusetts in particular, I think on a per capita basis, no matter how you measure it, we've actually done pretty well. It's partially because of the clout of the delegation, the clout of Senator Kennedy and Senator Kerry. So my hope is that if nobody's going to get them, fine, but then Massachusetts will be treated less fairly in comparison to other states. And if we're going to get them, I hope everybody participates in it because it's good for the Commonwealth.
But Senator Scott Brown says he won't participate in the earmark practice for his first year in office. He says it's abused and leads to approving wasteful projects. In June on the Senate floor, Brown said earmark spending is driving up the nation's debt.
Congress continues to earmark their special pet projects within the budget without any hope for any type of termination of that practice.
Some political observers, including Jeff Berry, a professor of political science at Tufts University, are worried if you don't make earmarks, there's a clear risk of losing funding.
It's going in two different areas. One is that other Massachusetts representatives or Senator Kerry are getting a little bit more, or it's going to other states. So our tax money that goes to Washington may be helping to fund an earmark in Wyoming. So in that sense, he's just shooting Massachusetts in its foot.
In particular, high-tech and biotech industries are going to suffer, says Chris Anderson, president of the Mass High Technology Council. Anderson says the normal way to get federal funding is very long and holds back small, innovative technology companies.
So earmarks have typically been used as a way to get around a procurement system that's in need of reform.
Anderson says earmarks are crucial to growing jobs in high-tech companies. Professor Berry says Brown's self-imposed ban is symbolic and a way to prove he's conservative. But
I think he's going to change his mind. There's so many good things that you can do with that money. He's going to be hard-pressed to keep refusing mayors and city councilors and nonprofit leaders who go to his office and say, look, Senator Brown, we need your help.
The no earmark trend is spreading in Massachusetts. Republican candidate Jeff Perry, who's running for Congress in the 10th district, says if he wins, he would also pledge not to fund earmarks. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff.